gonna get together tonight, tonight. Tell everybody that the time is right. Just after eight, we'll congregate. Pajama party tonight. Gonna get together and dance all night. And do some talking while the moon is bright.
Now, Craig, I can't remember whether we like to play the song, so we invite them up here to talk about this event, or they have this event, and then we get to play the song. It's one of those.
Who's doing this song? That's what I want to know.
Oh, this is Annette.
This is Annette Funicello?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Right. This is from, yes, it's from the album titled Annette. This also has the one about JoJo the dog-faced boy on it, I think is the other. Isn't that another one of her hits or something like that? But, yeah, Pajama Party is what we're talking about, the fourth annual Pajama Party to benefit Genesis House. It's coming up on January 23rd. It'll be from 5 to 8 at the Lucas Place in the park. And to talk about that, we have Carolyn Houston, also Judy Butchko. Ladies, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having us. Thank you much.
Who wants to take a lead? The fourth annual Pajama Party. What's the basis of the Pajama Party?
We started this 4 years ago. Based on an article that I had read in the Rotarian magazine, a woman in Iowa had this idea. Her mother died as a result of domestic violence. And she was driving home one night on a cold, rainy night and couldn't wait to go home and get into some nice, cozy pajamas. And she's just started thinking about her mother and other women maybe who had to leave their homes in the middle of the night and wondering what a new pair of pajamas might do to soothe their spirits a bit and make them feel a little less terrible about what's happening in their life. So she got together with friends and they started this idea of getting together and collecting new pajamas to donate to all the domestic violence shelters. And according to the article, they really have covered the entire state of Iowa. But we thought, you know, if there's nothing like this in Lorain County, perhaps it's time there was. And it's grown every year. The first year we collected pajamas, we collected so many that they really didn't need pajamas the next year. So we've expanded it to a wish list. And now every year when we get together, we just put out a wish list and people shop from that and bring it to donate at the door.
Any idea how widespread the domestic violence issue is in Lorain County?
It's actually quite overwhelming when you hear the numbers. I don't want to spout statistics. I'm not exactly sure, but I heard Virginia Beckman speak, and she's the director of Genesis House. It's quite staggering, the numbers of the people that they talk to, counsel, maybe not necessarily end up at the shelter, but there's a big problem, bigger than I would have ever guessed.
Of course, you talked about the wish list. Who are the people that are coming to this event? Again, that's coming up on January 23rd.
Well, just anyone is welcome. Primarily, it's women in pajamas, or women not in pajamas, well, in their work clothes, we shall say, not completely out of pajamas. However, you know, you should feel comfortable to come after work in your dress clothes, to come in casual clothes, to come in pajamas. This year, they are going to have best pajama prizes. So we've had women show up in rollers, doing the whole big theme, fancy slippers. We have elegant pajamas. We have footy pajamas, flannel pajamas. But women really seem to enjoy being out in pajamas. And, you know, college kids, you see them out all the time in their pajamas, but different generations. This is a novel thing for us.
Well, now, Bruce and I, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about onesies for adults. Do we have any onesie pajamas out there for women yet?
Well, yes, of course there are. You could find pretty much anything if you go online.
Right. And, you know, you can sleep, and as far as sleeping in anything, you can pretty much sleep in anything that's comfortable. That's the whole idea about it. And, of course, this is going to be a fun event again, 23rd of January. It'll be from 5 to 8 at the Lucas Place in the park. Talk about some of the things that will be taking place there. You mentioned there will be a best pajama prize, but I guess you got food, a little other activities going on.
We invite vendors to come in. We don't sell things there per se, but a lot of the salons, several of them will be there, and they offer little complimentary services. It's just really supposed to be a night about women helping women. And come out with your friends, have a seat, enjoy a nice little meal. We have a soup and salad bar. And then a lot of ladies never get up from the table. They sit and they talk with their friends the entire time they're there. But we also have a lot of side tables with little things going on if they want to get up and go partake or enjoy and learn about some new things. We're pleased this year Margot's Free to Be project is going to have a table. They've started a new endeavor this year called We Are Worthy. And they're doing little 60-second video clips they're going to upload to a website. And it sounds quite amazing. So we've invited them to come and have a table, too. So out with your friends and a chance to maybe make a little video about someone who's made a difference in your life. So it's a good night. It's just always a lot of fun.
Well, you forgot the cupcakes. That's the most important part. I think I've seen everybody get up for the cupcakes. We have cupcake judging, a little bit of like cupcake wars. And local bakeries can submit their cupcakes and bring enough to share. And I was luckily, up in front of the room when they announced last year that it was time for the cupcakes. And it was like a sea of women. I didn't see anybody still sitting in their chair. Everybody made a move for the cupcakes. So that's a very popular point.
Again, this is coming up January 23rd at DeLucas Place in the Park. Admission free. This you have listed as $20 or donation of the items off the wish list, though I am sure many people pay for the admission but also bring items as well.
They do.
What are some of the things or different types of things that people are asked to bring or what are the Genesis House in need of?
The list is really a lot of your very basic needs, you know, pillows, pillowcases, even things like toilet paper and paper towels, alarm clocks, kids' shampoo, bubble bath, toothpaste, dolls. We were just talking about that on the way over, multicultural dolls. I think, yes, every little girl needs a doll when she's taken from her home.
And you mentioned about that, too, because if the woman is leaving the home, anytime the kids are going with her, the children, and we think of domestic violence mainly, you know, spousal, but the children, there's children that are victims of this
as well, in a
sense. So
I had a chance to tour the shelter back in December, and it's very private. I did not meet anyone there, but they have a first name plus, and that's the number of children that are with them, and couple of the names had plus two, plus one with them. So you really don't think about it, but it does affect the children as much as, you know, I mean, their homes are being,
which is why some of those personal items for the children is a benefit as well.
Definitely.
I see you have office needs, too, which I guess is just a sort of, you know, stamps, computer paper, things like that. It's probably helped with the administrative aspect of the Genesis House.
Well, that, too, plus, you know, you've got women who've left home, so perhaps they're trying to help them locate employment or send out resume. You know, there's a lot of things that go on with making such an abrupt change in one's life that I don't necessarily know that is for the use of the staff, but I think that there's a lot that goes on there that women are being helped with. We also have, cleaning products. I never really thought about that, but she said they always seem to be in short supply of cleaning products. But when you see, you know, the house itself, there's, you know, rooms to be dusted and floors to be mopped and dishes to be done. So I understand that's something you use just like you would at home.
And another very useful item, if you can't think of what you would like to bring, there's gift cards for, you know, the grocery stores, for the department stores, because that way they can get the things that they do need. And also, you know, if there's people out there listening who realize leaving home and leaving with your children, also if you have pets that you don't want to leave in that sort of situation, Genesis House can also help you. You know, don't stop and think if you're out there listening that if you have pets, you can't contact Genesis House. They won't be left behind.
For your pajama party, do people need to buy a ticket, make reservations? How does that work?
We don't sell tickets. The cost of admission is your donation. The $20 at the door, that is all directed to Genesis House as a donation. So we do ask, though, because we have to order food and plan for how many tables and things. So we have a phone number here, 244-1853, which is Genesis House. And they're keeping track of the numbers and who calls so that we can at least track the attendance that way.
Again, it's the fourth annual pajama party benefiting Genesis House. It's at DeLucas Place in the Park. It'll be coming up on January 23rd from 5 to 8, and they ask you to bring the different items. And I'm sure the items that they have as well listed is here. They can find this list someplace or at least have an idea or think of things that somebody might need. in a situation like that.
Definitely. You know, if it's not on the wish list, you know you can always use it, because last year we collected sweats and comfy clothes and, you know, there's diapers, things like that are always needed. So I think if you don't even have a chance to look at the wish list, just kind of put yourself in that situation as to what kind of things might be helpful.
Exactly.
And I'm sure it would be appreciated.
And again, you can get, if you need to call in to get the details on that, or as far as if you're coming to that, the Genesis House number 440-244-1853. Our guest today, Carolyn Houston and Judy Butchko. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks again for having us.